Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Helping Teens with Stress, Anxiety, and Depression, a field guide for Catholic parents, pastors, and youth leaders by Roy Pettifees. Narrated by David Cochran Heath. Preface. In the movie Pirates of the Caribbean, At World's End, Captain Barbossa says, "For certain, you have to be lost to find a place that can't be found." Accompanying today's young people can feel like being lost. Adults often feel unsure of what to say, how to help, or what to do when they are concerned about a teen. As one adult recently told me, "I don't want to say the wrong thing, risking the kid thinking I just don't get it, and yet I'm worried that saying nothing may tell him I don't care." The prospect of venturing deeper into the emotional lives of young people to try to direct them can feel disorienting. In addition to the normal emotional roller coaster of adolescence, the new stressors teens face today can make them feel they're in an emotional house of mirrors with worries, stresses, and fears dancing and multiplying. The prospect of helping teens sort through the emotional ups, downs, and turnarounds they experience can be daunting, even for seasoned parents, educators, ministers, and other caring adults. This leaves us in an interesting place. Anxious and fearful adults, tasked with helping anxious and fearful young people. At first glance, this might seem an impossible mess. Yet the more aware we are of our own fears and concerns, the more we will be able to relate to young people. The substance of our worries may be different, but we will meet them from a place of common experience, which ultimately strengthens our potential to help. Be not afraid. In both the Old and New Testaments, our God reminds us that we have nothing to fear. In fact, "be not afraid" is one of the most repeated phrases in the Bible. Like me, perhaps there have been times when you've heard that phrase and thought, "Yeah, right, that's easy for God to say." The truth is that God designed us to experience both fear and calm, each in the right amount at the right time. The trick is knowing how much is enough, how much is too much, and how much is too little. Many youth and adults alike are experiencing too much stress and too little peace. But how do we change? How do we help young people cope with stress and anxiety and discover more of God's peace? Answering that question is the purpose of this book. Pieces of My Journey. One of the reasons I have such a heart for teens today is that as a teen, I struggled. I really struggled. Like 34% of young people in America today, I was raised by my mom, a single parent. And like 15% of today's youth, I was born in poverty. My mom's faith was important to her, but like so many parents I've worked with over the years, she felt inadequate about passing it down to me. So for my mom, getting a good Catholic education was the key to breaking the cycle of poverty and me becoming a good Catholic man. Growing up, I watched her work four jobs in order to make that happen. 16-hour days, 6 or 7 days a week, often leaving me home alone to fend for myself after school. I didn't realize it then, but I was hurting. The sadness and loneliness were maddening, and at an early age I turned to food to cope with my emotional pain. Food was my companion when no one was there. One day, in my second year of high school, my mom picked me up from school, which never happened because she normally worked till long after dark and got home after I was in bed. We drove to a local grocery store and went straight to the meat counter, where we were greeted by a large, red-haired, red-bearded butcher.